This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles.
Assalamu alaikum and kia ora everyone. Welcome to a very, very special episode of Global Kids with Hirit. Usually, Hirit is the one asking all the questions and we have different guests to answer those questions. But today, we are turning things around. I'm her mama, Anna, and I get to interview her today. I want to ask Hirit some thoughtful questions to understand her heart, her worries, her wishes, and the things that make her her. So, Hirit, are you ready for me to be the host for today?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Let's get started. Now, if you could make one worry disappear from your life forever, what would it be?
One worry.
Yeah.
I might have a time to think. Maybe like worrying about eating food, finishing my food.
Okay.
Because so I always worry that food is my biggest fear. So.
Oh my God.
So I'll worry that like, I'm like, this is the worry that I want to go from my life so I can just be happy. This is the only worry I have actually.
Ah, okay. Eating food.
Eating
be
food.
Thankful that that's the only worry that you have. All right. So what's one thing you wish that grown-ups understood better about being a kid?
Well, what I feel like in you and Baba doesn't like, you guys don't really understand, is sometimes it's like what the person's actually feeling in.
Mm-hmm.
So like in real life, they can't explain it. So when a kid is trying to explain something, the other person or a parent doesn't understand. So I think it should be the kid like knows the way to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'm trying to understand you now. So, okay. So parents.
You had those time, right?
Yeah, of course I did. I mean, when I was little, there were points when I thought, maybe my mama, she doesn't understand me or she should know what I am thinking right now because
yeah.
I also have other problems apart from this household.
Yeah, she should, like, I want the parents to know everything that your kid's doing,
mm-hmm.
but your kids can't explain what's happening.
Of course, yeah.
Even inside what's happening in yourself.
And have you ever felt scared to tell me something because you thought I'd be mad?
Okay. Well, sometimes I'm not that kind of person that I get scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when a parent tells me to do something, especially you, when you tell me, this is actually true. So when you tell me something and maybe I'm in the other room,
mm-hmm.
if I make that thing 1 minute wrong, like I have to sleep at 9 o'clock. If it's 9:01, I don't know why I get anxiety, even
mm-hmm.
though kids want to stay up so late.
Mm-mm.
So I get so much anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm with you, I don't really get it because you know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
and I don't really know that why this. Like,
it's just a part of growing up because you're going through different changes. Your mind is going through changes. Your body is going through changes. So I think because I also went through all of those changes when I was little.
Yeah.
And sometimes the things that you think they are anxiety or, you know, it's just a little bit of worry because you are so used to following all of those rules.
Yeah.
So when you feel like, oh my God, I'm not following those rules, but sometimes it's okay.
Yeah, so when I tell you in the morning, and if it's something bad, then when I get in trouble, I actually feel good. That's one of the biggest secrets. Like,
yeah.
I feel good that I'm in trouble, so she knows what I did.
Yeah, so there's no more guilt inside
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no more guilt.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. If your heart could send me a secret message right now, what would it be?
What do you mean by my heart?
Like, I mean, not you, but something that you feel inside. If, you know.
Like,
Like something that you don't tell me, but you would want to tell me.
Oh, okay. Like, really. Oh, yeah, now I understand. Yeah. Okay. I don't think I have anything. Because I always tell you things when I come back from school.
Yeah, yeah, you do. Yeah,
In the morning.
Yeah.
I don't get that much time in the morning.
But after school you do.
Yeah, after school I do. So I don't think there's anything. Like,
That's good. That's better.
Yeah.
What's one thing you wish you didn't have to worry about anymore? Apart from food.
Apart from... Okay, let me think. All I'm thinking of is food, but I'll try to think something else, okay? Is that... It's like when I want to tell you something and I'm in school, something really bad. All the time until I get to you, I still feel anxiety. So it's like... Like, my heart is telling me to tell you right now, but I can't because you're on the other side. So that's, like, what my heart tells me, and it says that you have to tell it right now. If you don't, you might forget it, and this will happen, and this will happen. January, maybe in February, I had something to tell you. It was, like, I slept at 11 a.m. I wanted to tell you that, and I still remember it because... All that time, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
So I still remember. That's why that's how it makes me anxiety.
And that's okay. That's, as I told you, it's just part of growing up.
Yeah.
If you could make a magic rule for the whole world and everyone had to follow it, what would it be?
Like a good rule?
Yeah, any rule that, I mean, just anything.
Yeah,
if you could make a rule.
Yeah, but I'm going to choose a very good rule because that's my only one chance. So if you have one chance, you have to make it really good. Okay. Is that you don't have to be forced too much by your parents if you don't really want to do it. Or maybe... I was thinking of something. I just forgot it. Oh, wait, what was it? It was... Oh, now I remember. Is that treat animals just like the way you treat humans?
Oh, okay. Because,
you know, sometimes, like... But animals you eat, like chicken, yeah, but, like, you don't really have to focus on that. You know, like, birds and these animals... Sometimes,
to be kind to them.
Yeah, sometimes it might be an accident and they might, like, get hurt. And it's not that you have to be scared or anything. You still have to help that animal. You can't just leave it alone. I just, like, yeah, I like this rule.
Okay. That's a very good rule. You know, just be kind to everyone, not just the human beings, but also the animals. Yeah, that's good.
Even if it's that's not a rule. Is that a rule?
It is a rule, but people don't usually follow it.
Yeah, but like...
You know, I think but most people are kind to animals, but there are some cruel people everywhere who are not. And there are rules for them that they have to be kind. And if kindness is something that is inside your heart. Yeah, and sometimes people even fake it. So I think one rule would be to just be genuinely kind to every living being.
Yeah,
whether it's humans or...
Plants
or animals or, you know, any living being.
Yeah, like, you know, because plants and all these things, you know, they make you breathe. And
yeah.
some animals even keep you alive.
Yeah, and see what happened to Earth.
And
we were not kind to the plants, and we cut all of them, and we cut trees, and the human beings, we cut trees, and we look what happened. Look what we did to the Earth. Look how bad the situation is in terms of environment.
But I think in New Zealand, it's a good place. It's always like nature around us.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We could try to preserve whatever we have left.
Yeah, and I think that the rule should be good too, because if humans are not here, animals can't live because they need carbon dioxide, and we breathe out it.
No. The plants.
Oh yeah. Yeah, plants. Yeah. I just got mixed up with
animals and plants.
Yeah, animals and plants. Because I was thinking that they're both living things, so I should call them both. Mm. Because that's why we have to respect, even if the animal had like some kind of problem, like maybe they want to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can still try a way to, if they get hurt, you can still try a way to get them safe.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. And, you know, there are hospitals for animals. There are doctors for animals. So, yeah. So there are already rules, but it's good that you are thinking about all of this. Mm. That's good. What's one dream you have for yourself when you're older?
A dream? A dream, like, I can choose even a dream that I can be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. I would like to be a great artist.
Mm-hmm.
So, and not, like, as famous, but, like, an artist that can paint well, sketch well.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I want to be, like, multiple things.
Okay.
So I can have... But not that many, like not too busy.
Mm-hmm.
But like I want to do more things in life so I can spend that time every each second.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's a good dream.
Maybe even a baker.
I also have the same thing. I want to do everything in life.
Yeah, do you know these? Do you know what's these kind of things? These shops in Paris, and they have this thing called Boulangre or something, mm-hmm. like Boulangre.
Mm-hmm.
So these shops have the best things ever. And they're just like a cafe where they have tea.
Mm-hmm.
They have lots of other sweets like croissants and things. So yeah, these things are really good in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there.
You have?
Yeah.
You've been to Paris?
I did, but you were not born at that time. Yeah.
You don't need to go when I am more.
Yeah, of course.
How old were you?
I was 24 when I got married. That's when I went to Paris.
Okay, like you might not know when I could be born, but next time you have to take a quick look at those things.
Okay, I will. But you were born, a year after.
A year after,
yeah.
But you're pregnant before, right?
No, I was not pregnant at that time. Because that was right after I got married, and you were born a year after.
Well, you could have waited.
All right, but I will take you to Paris one day.
Even your sister is gone there. And that makes me jealous.
Mm-mm.
Okay, let's just move on to the question.
Next one, okay. So, if you could live one perfect day from start to finish, what would that day look like?
The day should probably be Saturday. Because
mm-hmm.
on Saturday and the next day and Sunday, blah, blah. And in school holidays. So I can have, like...
Okay.
Yeah.
And what does that day look like? What time do you wake up?
Wake up, you know, on weekdays, I wake up, I want to wake up very late.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so stupid that on weekends, I woke up at like 6 a.m. one time and I was like, I can't sleep.
Yeah, it happens to me too.
Well, why on the weekend so early? And
because what happens to me is that I really want to sleep in, and I tell myself when I'm sleeping at night, I tell myself, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow morning. I'm going to sleep in until 10 a.m. and, you know, just sleep. Yeah. But it never happens. I wake up at 7. And when I see the time, I'm like, no, I still have time. I should probably go back to sleep.
Yeah, but and then I'm but opening then you, my eyes.
Yeah, and it never happens. And sometimes I wait in the bed until 8, and then I'm like, I'm done. I need to get up now.
And then when I get up, you get sleepy again. Then you can't sleep again.
Yeah. It happens on the weekends, yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you will still wake up early.
Yeah.
Well, what does the day look like? What do you do? Do you go to the park? Do you play? What do you do? In your imagination on that perfect, perfect day.
You know, the best thing that makes me happy, I'm not meaning the family doesn't make me happy, but other than family, the best thing, I don't know why, but going to the airport, even if you're dropping somebody.
Yeah.
Going to the airport and going to the flights. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It makes me happy, too. Just going to the airport. Just even looking at the sign that says this way, the airport is this way. Because you know why? Because all of our good memories are attached to the airports. Because when we go to the airport, we go traveling, we go to Turkey, we go to different countries. Yeah, I think that's the same for me. Because going to the airport means you're going to get a whole different adventure and you're going to go to a whole new world and you're going to experience new things and new food and new people. So yeah, that also makes me happy. You and I are so much alike. I had no idea.
Because I'm born by you. So
but
some people turn out like other people, like their dads.
Yeah, of course. And yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It's still family.
Yeah, of course. What's something small that always makes you really happy, even if you have had a hard day?
These questions are getting a little bit tougher, but I can still do it, okay?
That was the point.
Okay, let me think. Wait, what was the question again?
It was that what is something that is really small? It could be a really small thing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It makes you really happy, even if you have had a hard day.
Well, seriously, I'm like, just like my brother now, is kind of going to Kmart or the park. Okay, I don't want to say this. Okay.
That's okay. Going to Kmart, okay.
Yeah, no, wait, to the park. Because when everybody is around you and then they look at and your parents look at the kids, like on us, and then I feel good. But when they're on their phones, I feel kind of
left out.
Yeah, left out.
Yeah. Because you want to be the center of attention.
Yeah. Yeah, but not that much. Like, the whole crowd is looking at me. I get really nervous. My heartbeat goes up to nearly 200.
Did it go up yesterday when you went in front of all that crowd and sang?
I looked. Oh, my. It was so much. I looked and it was saying, you might have a stress problem. And because, you know, it's adults.
Yeah.
But in front of kids, I don't think that much because kids don't, you know, they don't really care.
Yeah.
But adults,
that's the best part about being a child.
Yeah.
You don't really care.
Yeah, adults admire about the kid. They're like,
yeah.
Like,
I would give anything to be able to not care about things. I would love to be able to just, you know, just, it's okay.
Well, did you go through these things like when your parents they're not here, or anybody from your family is not there except your brothers and sisters, like if they're not there, you feel more confident? Like, I have that a lot. Like,
no, I think I feel more confident when my mom is around.
Because, you know,
especially with my papa.
I
feel very confident when my papa is here.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm safe now.
That's a complete difference.
I feel like I'm safe now. So, for example, if anybody else is driving the car, I would be a little bit, you know, anxious that I'm sitting in a car and I don't really fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
But if my papa is driving the car, I'm perfectly fine. I sleep because yeah, like, I know that it's my dad.
Because I just don't want like you and like, you know, my other family members like making videos of me and, you know, looking. And they're like, oh, she's
but then
so
you
grown.
But you were a little baby at that time.
Yes, but I don't know what to choose. I even want them to see how confident I am. And then I even want them to not to see.
I think that's one thing. Yes, you're right about that. Because you are nearly 10 now.
Mm.
But me and your dad and especially your grandparents, they look at you like a baby still. They treat you as a child. Because you are, for us, you are still a child. But we should also understand that you are going to be 10.
You know, 10 is not a big number. I want to be a teenager.
You will be. But I know that you feel like you're grown and everything. But at the same time, you know, you're also our baby.
No, I'm not a baby. But for you guys, I can be like a baby. But for me, it's like, for me, like, Xavier is a baby. And for Xavier, newborns would be a baby.
Yeah,
and newborns, nothing, you know, nothing. So it's just like, if grown-ups, mm-hmm. they think 9 to 10 or 15 years old are babies.
Yeah.
And for our kids, they think that, like, toddlers are babies.
Yeah.
And for toddlers, they think that newborns are babies.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah,
so we are nearly there. So just a last question before we end today's show.
Oh, no games.
No games today because we don't have much time. So if you could send one message to kids all around the world, what would you want to tell them? I mean, what have you learned from life until now? Of course, you will learn a million new things. I'm still learning. My dad is still learning. But what have you learned?
You know, in school, I didn't really learn anything because I don't, you know, me and my friends pass notes. We didn't really that focus on class because
I mean, when I say learn, not in terms of like mathematics or science or what have you learned about life?
But like, what do you mean? I don't understand
like,
that.
What do you think? What is life? And, you know, what do you think about all of this? Why are we here? Why are humans here on this earth?
Oh, because I won't ask religionists questions because, you know, other people have different.
Yeah. I mean, not by the religious perspective,
yeah,
but just as a human's perspective, leave religion aside. Why do you think we are here?
When I was little, I thought this was all a game. Like,
I also like, thought that.
Yeah, it was like, I thought that this was a game.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, like, I thought, like, weird things, but now I understand what life really is.
Do you?
Not that much, but if I grew up, like, as, like, how you are, I'll understand more.
Yeah.
So I go into different stages.
So you know what I think?
What?
Why we are here? I think we are here to just be nice to people. And be kind. And
I'll
do whatever we
stage.
Can. Do whatever we can in our individual capacity for others.
Like making it better?
Making it better for everyone. Be accepting of whoever they are, wherever they're from, whatever the color of their skin is. Just even if they're not humans, like you just said, like even if they're animals, just accept and be kind. Because I think the kindness, it is kind of like it's contagious. So if you show kindness to someone, they will go ahead and they will show kindness to someone else. And the same for being rude. So if you are rude to someone for no reason, you make their day bad. And when they get home, they are rude to their siblings.
You know, it's just like that. This is one of the biggest things I'm telling. It's just like, I followed someone else. I got a little bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I found someone. She was a very nice very kind girl. I learned it from her.
I think we can continue this in the next episode.
Yeah.
But today it has been really, really, really nice to have you. Mm-hmm. And of course, for you to have me on your show and, you know, talk about you as a person. But this is it for today because we don't have much time left. And until next time, Allah Hafiz and keep smiling.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skidit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Skidit signing off. Kia ora, Allah Hafiz, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.